Hello, pediatric surgery family. I'm M. Gowdy from Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. And today, our team is going to deliver the articles that you should know about. We have three papers today, but don't have much time. So let's start. Our first paper, titled Venous Thromboembolism Prophylaxis in High-Risk Pediatric Trauma Patients, by Witta et al. This paper is summarized by Lizzie Lee, a physician associate by profession and a member of our team here at Cincinnati Children's, dedicated to creating content for pediatric surgery.
Pediatric trauma patients are at high risk for developing blood clots, also known as VTE or venous thromboembolism. This cohort study was done from 2019 to 2022 in 8 pediatric trauma centers and included kids younger than 18 years old. So what did they find? Among the 460 high-risk patients in this study, more than half of them received chemical VTE prophylaxis. They found that the longer you delay giving blood thinners beyond 24 hours of the patient arriving to the hospital, the higher the risk of blood clots. This study shows that VTE prophylaxis is safe and effective for pediatric trauma patients and needs to be started within 24 hours of admission to the hospital.
Our second paper is Female Fertility Cryopreservation Outcomes in Childhood Cancer, a systematic review by Gillipelli et al. And this paper is summarized by Alex Halpern. He is a research fellow at Children's National and collaborates with us to produce these article reviews.
Gillipelli et al. Performed a systematic retrospective review. They initially reviewed 104 abstracts and 34 full-text articles and ended up including 12 studies in their review. They found that ovarian tissue cryopreservation was performed in 501 patients, with 5.9% of these patients undergoing ovarian tissue transplantation. After ovarian tissue transplantation, 33% of these patients were able to become pregnant. So it seems like ovarian tissue cryopreservation has great advantages for pediatric cancer patients, but needs to be studied further. Does this information change your practice at all?
Now, moving to the last paper of the day, efficacy and late kidney effects of nephron-sparing surgery in the management of unilateral Wilms tumor, a systematic review and meta-analysis by Lee et al. This paper is summarized by Cecilia Ihena. She's one of the previous research fellows at Cincinnati Children's Hospital.
This is a systematic review and meta-analysis done in Chongqing, China, that aimed to evaluate the efficacy and long-term renal function after nephron-sparing surgery in patients with unilateral Wilms tumor. And what did they find? They gathered 26 studies, and what they found is that nephron-sparing surgery increased the glomerular filtration after surgery, with no significant differences in overall survival, recurrences, hypertension, or renal dysfunction compared to radical nephrectomy.
Thank you for listening. Please check the link in the description below to read each paper. We hope you liked this episode. Please follow Stay Current MD on social media, give us a rating, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And don't forget to download the Stay Current app on the App Store or Play Store for tons of content.